to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. All right, next up is public comments. Are there any comments from the public? Okay, any comments from staff? All right, from the board, I wanna say thank you all who participated last night and the night out program. It looked like there was a good attendance, lots of people there. Thank you for all the department services that were there and the other cities that participated and the other state level municipal state departments that participated as well. Does anybody else on council have any other comments?
This weekend's the Walk for Women. If you haven't signed up, sign up.
Please do.
Yeah, and there's an event at the Birding Center as well for birds and butterflies October 11th. So participate in the walk, have as much fun as we can, and maybe stop by and see the birds and the butterflies. All right, next up we'll move to item number four, which is regular agenda 4.1, discussion and action to authorize the city manager to execute a contract with Searchwide Global for their services in performing an executive search for a new executive director of the Visit of South Padre Island in the amount up to $53,750 and approve the related budget amendment for the same amount. Wendy.
Thanks, Ben. The last time we used them, they charged us a fee of 33%, and so they've gone down to 25%, basically because it's a repeat customer. But we highly recommend Searchwide. They did a great job with the board and committee last time when we hired Blake. And the one before, I believe they also helped us when the search for Edcom.
Okay. So it's 25%, not 33%.
And the thing is, it's based on a salary. So, I mean, we have a salary range, so that's at the highest salary range. If we come in at a lower salary range, the fee will be lower. It'll then
750. Okay. And I'll note, too, that, you know, while we increased our purchasing policy to $100,000, you know, we had one city council member who still wants to see things that are over 50, so we've kind of, you know, this would have been right at that threshold in the past or would have been under, but we're here today to have this meeting so we can get this hashed out. Does anybody else have any questions?
Wendy, we're currently using them right now for another position.
Yes, we have them for the sales director position is also vacant. They did the search for us about, I think it was sometime before March of this year, I guess probably around January, and we did hire a sales director. That person's no longer with the organization, so they're doing the search for free right now, the complete search over for the city.
And this group specializes in this area, correct?
Yes. If you look at the proposal in your packet of all the clients that they've had, I mean, they're basically the most experienced firm and destination management organizations. They have a ton of clients across the entire United States related to similar positions. The person that's the project lead, her name is Nicole Newman. She's super well known in the CAVB convention center business and destination marketing. Pretty much everybody across the state knows who she is. She has a ton of connections, which is usually how she gets us the best candidates. She's had many meetings here. I know we have her strategy is she likes to come down first and do stakeholder meetings with people, get, you know, exactly what you're looking for, and then she goes out and looks for the candidate. So she likes to get a lot of background information first, which is, I think, helped her in the past figure out, you know, the best candidates for South Padre.
This is about a four-month process, for minimum probably 4 months.
Yes. It takes a while.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, give it to Carrie. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, then we'll go to 4.2, which is discussion and action to approve to authorize the city manager to execute an agreement with Oding Alchemy for professional services to include visit South Padre Island, interim CEO, oversight, organization review, and approve a budget amendment not to exceed $60,000 for those services.
Yes, Mayor, City Council, Wendy Delgado, Director of Operations for the city. We have come to basically a situation where we have three of the top positions at the CVB vacant at this time. Typically, we try to do interims in-house when possible, but we really feel like this time period is a really important one for the CVB. And as Randy Smith and Wendy Saldana contacted several firms to see if anyone knew of an interim placement. A lot of times you'll have a retiree who just retired, who wants to come do, you know, a 3 or 4 month project, something like that. We have actually done that in the past with a different director position. And so we reached out, and again, one firm did not have a candidate. The other one was going to charge us to give us a candidate, a significant amount, like $35,000. And then we reached out to Nicole at Searchwide, and she gave us Brett Oding's name, in addition to another person. And we contacted Brett. We had a great conversation with him. He is actually the past, executive director of Visit Corpus, Visit Kansas City, Visit Topeka. He's now opened his own company, and he is doing organizational assessments for destination marketing agencies and strategic planning and leadership. He has a lot of different things he does with his company. So when we started the conversation with him, we started with just wanting somebody to come in and be an interim director to provide some leadership to staff. I come from an HR background. Randy comes from a police background. We wanted somebody with tourist-based experience to come in and help the staff get through this period until we find the permanent replacement. So in that, we were really excited that he actually does this organizational assessment while he would be here on site. So he's going to be talking with stakeholders, CVA board members, city council members, staff. He's going to look at all the operational aspects of the convention center, marketing, sales, the facility. He's basically going to, at the very end of the four-month period, he's going to provide an executive report, and he's also willing to present that in any capacity that he needs to do so. But he's basically trying to find if we have any gaps that that maybe we're missing that other CVBs and marketing company or destination management groups have. Also, he's going to try to instill some best practices with the different divisions at the convention center. Look for the weaknesses, look for the strengths. And his idea, too, was, it will be a great tool for the new director. Usually it takes a new director several months to figure out, how the organization functions and manages and how, where there's weaknesses and strengths. So this is basically going to be a really good tool, we think, for the new director to kind of pick up the pace right off the bat. And hit the ground running instead of having to figure out, the ins and outs of the facility and the organization. So we think, me, Randy, and Wendy, like I said, we have been trying to find a solution. We personally think it's going to be a great solution. We've talked to the CVB staff. They seem to be excited about it as well. We've also had a few conversations with three of the CBA board members, and they were excited about it as well.
All right. Anybody else have any questions?
Who does he report to?
He's going to report to Randy Smith. And on that note, just all the financials are all going to be signed by Randy as the department director. We're going to have a couple people sign off on any financials, but we're not going to just hand the guy, the budget and Not at all. Like, we definitely have our checks and balances already in place for that.
Okay. And what's your plan for getting interim status reports and information on what he's doing and how things are going?
I mean, me and Randy are going to be extremely engaged. We advised him after this call, if you all approve us moving forward, we're going to schedule a call for tomorrow or Friday to set the game plan for next week. He can actually be here on Monday. But we plan to be meeting with him at the minimal once a week. But I'm pretty sure we're going to have daily conversations.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, tourism is South Padre Island's industry. Yes. We need someone down there at the convention center making sure everything is working well. And then with our marketing team and being able to pivot, and we need somebody in there that has the expertise to continue that marketing machine to continue it going. So,
and we also have
this idea.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We also have his plan is to be here 2 weeks, you know, gone 2 weeks, here 2 weeks, kind of thing. He's going to try to work those weeks around the CBA and SEC meetings, and city council if that falls in line. He is going to be available the entire time, even when he's not here, to staff via Zoom or phone, but also in those gaps that he's not here, me and Randy have been going, we've been officing out of the CBB sometimes, we don't want the CBB staff to feel like they're all alone down there. So we've been trying to have conversations with them and, you know, just get everything lined up. There's been a lot of changes, so we just want to make sure everybody feels supported and that we're here for them. And so we're still going to continue to do that once this person comes in, when he's not physically in the office.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right, any other discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed?
Thank
you. Motion carries. All right, seeing no other items on our agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you all and have a great day.